Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven nights a week, you can join us here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. The number for you, if you want to jump on the airwaves, share your thoughts with us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Bigelow's Mountain Mayor.
And the captain.
Coming up, sounds like Biden is making a list and checking it twice.
Oh, no.
He's going to find out if you are a religious objector, and I think he's considering you pretty naughty.
Nothing says doing the right thing like a government making a list.
Yes, bad things never come from that.
Never.
Right? So we can
only
talk about that.
Good.
Right. That's on the way here, Peakless Mountaineer. You've got that story. But, Captain, there's apparently some sort of a freedom march that's scheduled for a little bit later this month. I guess January 23rd?
So, like, what, 9 days or something?
Yeah, what is that? Is that a weekend? That's a Sunday.
Sunday.
So, yeah.
Yeah, January 23rd.
Tomorrow.
I stumbled upon this. It just crossed my feed, and I was surprised I hadn't heard anything about it, because the article that I got this from was the Free Thought Project. But this is just from their website, which I haven't read until just now. January 23rd, 2022, Washington, D.C. United we stand, in peace we march. We want to be free. The mandates are not American. Stop the mass firings. Stop segregating by vaccination status. Stop calling Americans unpatriotic for making a personal medical choice. We're coming home. Americans of every class and color, Democrats and Republicans, vaccinated and unvaccinated. United we stand, in peace we march. And they've got a bunch of media links and some videos from some people, but it says the plan. We will start the march at 11:30 a.m. at the Washington Monument. We will march together to the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, approximately 1 mile. At the Lincoln Memorial, a wide range of featured guests will be waiting, recording artists, prominent doctors, journalists, pro athletes, actors, and premier thought leaders. We'll give a series of inspiring talks and musical performances.
Well, that's just going to change everything. A bunch of people marching in D.C., and that always works.
No, I read this, and I'm like, oh, can I get a VIP pass? Will there be a beer garden? Yeah, it sounds like a concert.
Well, hey, I mean, if this is your reason to hang out with other Liberty people, go for it.
Yeah, I'm just, my view on this type of a thing is it accomplishes little.
Well, I mean, as always, just like every other kind of protest-oriented thing, I mean, one of the things it does accomplish is at least you don't feel like you're the only one that that's having a problem with this. Yeah. I mean, like, that was one of the things that drove me nuts for most of 2020.
But, you know,
it's just, like, how few people at that time were speaking out of any of the stuff.
But you know how sketchy the government feels about folks protesting now since the
January 6th.
I don't even know what to call that. Since the informal tour.
The unauthorized
tour by old people, men with canes, on January 6th.
The notably disarmed coup attempt.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to think that having a protest does give you the benefit of networking, but not if it's a Washington, D.C. protest, because then you've got literally people coming in from all over the place, most of whom it doesn't really benefit you in any sort of tangible fashion to network with. Like, when you go to Concord, New Hampshire, or your local area, if something happens locally, then at least you're meeting people that, in theory, you could see again at some point. You could do something else with at some point. You could maybe move things in a positive direction in one geographic area. But this is just a big, you know, show.
There's more to resistance than geography. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm obviously
but that makes a huge
here
difference.
For a reason. Sure, but I mean, like, this is the internet age, so I mean, it's not like you're unable to act with these people because they, you know, are the next state over or five states.
What are you going to do on the internet? Have a little online protest?
Well, for one thing, it's always good for information sharing.
You know, they
might hear about our program from someone they meet at this. Well, and part of it also is just like you end up with like pictures of, hey, look at how many people gathered for this event. I mean, that always warms my heart when I find out that like Germany or something like that has this huge protest. It's like, okay, well, at least they care.
You know how the hippies would, you know, the joke was, what are they going to do, sit around and sing Kumbaya? I was thinking these people could do Zumbaya over the internet.
Color me skeptical about this. I mean, on the positive side, Awaken with JP is apparently involved in this. JP Sears.
That guy's been knocking it out of the park with his media.
Pretty hilarious comedian online who has taken his YouTube presence and has made it, you know, very political. I mean, as far as it used to be more just kind of making fun of woo-woo stuff, and it was a lot of fun back when it was that, and now he's just gone full-on frontal assault against the status quo. However, I'm pretty skeptical of this here, given that it's they're selling masks. There's an apparel and merchandise section here where
I just scrolled down and just saw it, and I thought, oh, my God, are you serious?
Don't expect me to believe that this is going to be some sort of group of, you know, people who actually care about defeating the mandates when they're not even willing to take a mask off. They're selling mask products here.
There are circumstances where you don't really get the choice of whether or not to wear a mask or, like, going to the airport, for example.
Sure.
Like, you do not have the opportunity to fly anywhere unless you have a mask on.
Yeah, that
so,
much
I mean,
is true.
In the
although there was a video recently of a dude who sat on a plane, apparently, allegedly, with a French fry sticking out of his mouth like a cigarette the entire time. And that way he could have his mask off. I don't know if it's true, but it was pretty funny.
That's the kind of protest I can get behind.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely remember them tightening up that restriction. I don't fly that much, but like on one of the flights, like, okay, well, I could have my mask down while I was in general having my beverage.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way back, they're like, now we want to remind all of you that you have to put your masks up between sips.
Ridiculous. This absolutely insane.
Well, all of this is insane.
Yeah,
we know from what's been happening with the prosecution of people who were in D.C. for January 6th, and that the federal government has spent tons of money and insane amounts of man hours scrolling through hours of YouTube videos and other social media trying to identify people to arrest, right? Like, you know, I sit here and we're a nationally syndicated radio show and we're on the internet, you know. Like, okay, that's fine. I'm already a target.
Mm.
You know, and anybody who really speaks out against government is a target as far as the government is concerned. You're just helping them build their list now.
Well, by showing up at protests?
At this one, anyway.
Well, apparently this is part of a worldwide event.
Well, I mean, it's a give and take, though. I mean, I, for one, am in favor of anything that helps to establish and propagate an anti-authoritarian culture of any variety.
We agree.
And, I mean, this definitely does that. I mean, that's part of what a culture does is you have social events and cultural events like, you know, music and things like that. So, I mean, to encourage everyone to actually stand their ground on this and to remind them that there is this culture of anti-authoritarian people, I mean, sure, there's trade-offs, and yes, it's going to upset the authoritarians. Shocker. But, I mean, that's the thing where if enough of us do this, it doesn't matter. I mean, if their list is too long for them to target us, then their list doesn't matter. The lists matter when they're small enough groups for them to effectively target the people.
Yeah, well, that is definitely true. I just I think if you're going to go to a demonstration, if you're going to get together with people, it makes a lot more sense to go somewhere local. I just, you know, there's the old saying is, was it Alexander Haig, who I think was a Reagan administration official, said, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Right.
It ultimately doesn't matter to them. It does not scare them. They know that, you know, these crowds are relatively obedient. They're going to do what they're told. They're going to stay within the lines.
Well, and that's one of the opportunities that you have here is that you can have a whole lot of people there talking about cryptocurrency, talking about how you can run an alternative economy so that we just make an end run around the systems that are oppressing us.
Maybe, but I don't see any of that type of thing on the itinerary.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If it's done locally, then you might actually be able to influence the itinerary. You're not going to be able to just show up at this thing and be able to take the stage. There's probably not going to be an open mic, but if you go to the one, I presume there will be one in Concord, New Hampshire, because this, again, is part of a worldwide demonstration. Their website is worldwidedemonstration.com, and they've had several of these so far, so this is one in a series. Then you might actually be able to say what you have to say.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. There is yet another of these worldwide demonstrations scheduled for not just Sunday. It's apparently for both either Saturday or Sunday. This coming, not this tomorrow, not this weekend, but this coming weekend, the next one, the 22nd and the 23rd. So some places on the planet will be having theirs on the 22nd on Saturday. Apparently, D.C. is going to be doing one on the 23rd. And we've talked about this organization before. It's a very loose organization. WorldwideDemonstration.com. We'll get deeper into it here in just a moment. But also want you to know that Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live, and really appreciate the work that they do over there, helping introduce brand new people to the ideas of cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can learn more about those things over by clicking Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you get some introductory videos that will help you understand the basics about cryptocurrency, which if you haven't taken the time to do that yet, you can get some of them down in about 3 minutes. The first video is only going to take about 3 minutes of your time, but if you want to dig deeper, they have the resources for that too. Head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and if you're not brand new to crypto, then you'll enjoy their news site, which has all kinds of interesting info and headlines, and it's updated every single day, probably multiple times a day, over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Look, about this protest thing, like, don't get me wrong, if I'm not doing anything else, I'll be watching it on YouTube or whatever, you know, wherever folks are streaming the thing, because it is something to pay attention to. It's not something I'm going to participate in.
Why not?
Because I don't see the point.
I got to agree with you. I don't think there's any point at all. In fact, I think it is really risky to go down to D.C., where you literally are going into the belly of the beast, where there's cops, federal agents everywhere. You know.
Yeah, that is one part that, I mean, I've seen what they are willing to do to protect the D.C. area, you know, in terms of the soldiers that they'll put out, the barricades that they'll put up,
I've
the razor
seen them
wire.
Arrest people for dancing.
The people they'll shoot.
And you never know when they're going to be like, oh, well, this was a fine place to be yesterday, but we've suddenly declared that this area is now off limits. And then, oh, well, someone took down the barricade to let you know that this was off limits, so you had literally no way of knowing that you couldn't be there, but now you go to jail for 20 years because you didn't know you weren't supposed to be in that area.
It's kind of like if you were a G.I. Joe character and you were going to go with a bunch of your friends and march on the Cobra Commander's headquarters.
Right. Whereas if you do it in your local area, whether it's going to the state capitol, I mean, I understand if you're in a big state, that's probably not worth doing. But, you know, going downtown and you're the city where that's nearest to you, this may be worthwhile because then you're meeting people you can work with again in the future. They're close by. You can do other things. The networking, to me, is so much more valuable at a local event. And I'll tell you what, here in New Hampshire, having been to a ton of these things, I mean, not specifically Worldwide Demonstration. I don't know if I went to one of those or not because they all blend together. But we did in Concord, New Hampshire, out in front of the State House in 2020, and I don't know if it probably happened in 2021. It's all blending together for me now, but we've definitely had multiple events with hundreds of people. We're talking about 500 to 1,000 people, which is very, very large. I think there was one with almost 1,500 in 2021 that happened where people were marching in Concord, and those are fine because, like, the cops won't mess with us in Concord. They don't want to come over and talk to us because most of the people at these events, they know their rights, or at least a lot of them do. There's going to be multiple video cameras whipped out. It's going to look really bad for them. And, like, in New Hampshire, you're allowed to open carry guns without any kind of permission slip.
I was going
to
say, never march on Cobra Command without laser rifles. That's one thing I learned from G.I. Joe.
Yes.
If you have laser rifles, they'll have ones of the alternate color, and no one will manage to hit anyone. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's just physics.
I mean, I was at two of the Concord protests.
You were, yeah.
That's right. And, like, the cops would do, like, the obligatory drive around, you know.
Sometimes they didn't even drive by.
But the one, like, I didn't see any cops at all. Now, that's not to say there weren't like an undercover guy in the crowd or something, you know, that kind of thing. But I didn't see any marked vehicles at all at one of them.
The other one I saw,
sort of drive around one time just to, like, make sure their presence was known.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where, like, if they bring in the National Guard for Concord, like, that's going to make the news. Like, that is a big thing, whereas, like, if you bring in an unbelievable military force to D.C., like, no one's going to bat an eye.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you can be armed in D.C.
You cannot.
No. No, you can't. Adam Kokesh learned that the hard way.
Legally, anyway. Right. That's what I mean. I just didn't know if it was specific to the Capitol, like, you know.
Unless you're the police.
Or if it was the entire
fairly
metro area.
It's the entire District of Columbia.
Yeah. That's right.
So if, say, governments decided to fire upon this crowd,
it would be a slaughter.
It would. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like on January 6th, no one was armed except for, like, one person, other than the police that were protecting this building, which, of course, is how someone got shot and killed. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking at the same circumstances as that.
Well, and, like, the same thing, the same sort of thought that I have about protest is sort of the same thought that I have about voting, right? Like, voting for a president, not going to... You might as well, save it for Kindlin,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Same things here.
Locally, like within your own community, like I live in a really small town, like my vote could probably make a difference in a town of, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 people, whatever it is, right? Or even like here in Keene, New Hampshire, what is it, 20,000 people?
Right, around about, maybe. Yeah.
They're about like, your vote might... make a difference in that big of a number, but mm-hmm. That's still kind of stretching it.
Well, I will say one thing about voting on a national level is if you're voting third party, then you are at least expressing, hey, I'm not voting for a Democrat or a Republican because I can't.
Well,
it's not that I can't get my stuff together, get out, and actually vote. It's that I don't want to vote for you.
Everybody, when they talk about voting, they focus on, you know, what it could accomplish or what might happen. Like, voting to me is a faulty system. It is a selfish system. It perpetuates hatred. It perpetuates selfishness. Because all it does is like okay, now these people get to point the guns at government at this other group of people because they want to get their way instead of this other group pointing the guns at government at these other people. It doesn't perpetuate peace. It doesn't perpetuate love. It doesn't perpetuate anything that really, in my mind, has anything to do with humanity's progress, right?
That's true.
Democracy
is regress. It's a reverse of progress.
Yeah, and it's an ancient, antique, and barbaric system. Voting is. So is government, of course.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, but, like, when it comes to government and things of that nature, voting just seems like a horrible way to manage a community.
Sure, no doubt. But it is an effective way of sending a signal. And I think that's
presuming they count the votes accurately.
Well, I mean, they count them somewhat accurately.
You know what's more effective than that? Like hiring one of those airplanes with the banner behind it. That's a really effective way of sending a signal.
I tend to think that they are counted fairly accurately in New Hampshire because you can actually stand there and watch them do it if you want to. Like if that's what you want to spend your evening doing, you could go down there and observe it. The number here is 603-283-6160 is the number. In fact, I think the State House might have just passed something that's going to mandate the end of vote count. Machines. I don't know what the status of that bill is. They're looking.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and three others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News. A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left six people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded down here within 2.5 minutes to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln. We've got six victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages, and what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio evidence that's available. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about the protests scheduled for apparently both Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and the 23rd, globally. We first heard about the one in D.C., but then WorldwideDemonstration.com has several, I mean, not just several, dozens and dozens of locations in sort of a graphic. It's not really easy to tell where they all are going to be, but basically if you've got a big city near you, there's a good chance there's something happening. People are going to be protesting. We'll tell you what it's about. There's a lot more detail on the Worldwide Demonstration page, so we'll share a little bit more, because I like a lot of what I'm reading here, and we'll get into that.
So there is still that option of protesting locally.
Well, there's always that option.
But I mean, whether or not anyone else is going to be there.
That's true. This is a fairly big movement. From what I can tell, they've had multiple protests over the last couple of years.
I had a fairly big movement earlier today.
Let's not talk about that. Going instead to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
On July 7th of 2016, there was a demonstration in Dallas, Texas against police brutality. And one of the people attending, Shatamia Taylor, brought her children there, and she was shot in her leg. Now, the sniper probably did not intend to shoot her. The sniper probably, but that does not reduce her pain and suffering. She did not deserve it. The sniper, by the way, was shooting cops. The sniper shot 12 cops, killing 5 of them. But in the process, wound up shooting her, and she did not deserve it because the sniper should have been more careful. And she went on TV. She was on the news afterwards saying how much she owes a debt of gratitude to these brave and heroic cops that rushed to her aid, you know, to protect her. So it actually defeats the purpose.
Well, they didn't protect her because she got shot.
Yeah. Now, you take a look at what happened on December 23rd in Los Angeles when the Los Angeles Police Department killed that 14-year-old girl who was trying on dresses in a fitting room. Okay? If the cop should have been more careful, well, yeah, the cop should have been more careful and maybe...
I'm not familiar with this case. What happened?
Peralta would have been... might not have been...
Tom, what happened? I'm not familiar with the case. Someone was killed in a dressing room? A teenager?
Yeah, Valentina Orellana Peralta was in a fitting room trying on dresses. She was 14 years old, and the cop was shooting a suspect, and the bullet penetrated the wall of the fitting room and penetrated the 14-year-old girl. And there's this outrage. It's in Reason Magazine, by the way.
Jeez. Tom, that. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciated the number, 603-283-6160. That is the number here, and of course you're free to join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. I know Tom does like to sort of dance around suggesting violence. I just want to make sure we're clear. I'm against that. I don't think violence makes things better. I don't think that killing cops is a solution. I don't think that that's going to make things better. And, you know, if you look back at what he talked about in Dallas, it didn't end the police department or anything like that. It didn't stop people from joining the Dallas Police Department.
Like, if this protest in D.C., like, if the outcome of it was that, oh, all the mandates are done, they've gone away, right? I would go.
Yeah, right?
I would go. I'd be like, oh, really? That's going to be the outcome? Sweet. Yes, yeah. Sign me up.
If only
there.
Protest did something.
Right, you know, but that's not going to be the outcome. And, in fact, I'm pretty sure none of the mandates are going to go away when the protest is done. And so, in the end, a bunch of people have gathered around and maybe gotten to know each other and been like, oh, I'm not alone in the world. Well, of course. You know, if you're paying any attention.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is the best possible thing to do. I'm saying it's better than nothing. I mean, if the options are this doesn't exist or this does exist, I'm going to go with this does exist. Now, as far as, like, the most useful things you can do, I mean, top of the list, actually get into a community with other liberty lovers.
Which just you may not find here. I mean, this may be, it may be full of conservatives for all we know. You know, who are the kinds of people who are likely to go to D.C.?
Well, I mean, conservatives these days are the liberty lovers in the same way liberals or progressives or whatever you want to call them were the liberty lovers back in the days of W.
Sure, but they weren't really either. I mean, they just didn't like W, and these guys don't like Biden, and they, if you put them in charge, would have their way of doing things like, you know, banning pornography or whatever, you know, forcing religion down people's throats.
Well, I mean, some of the people have watched their side, you know, their team, go off the deep end and have basically defected from it and don't really have a home at this point. And I certainly welcome them into the libertarian fold. But there are those people who are like, this is unreasonable. I'm not willing to go with you. And I'm sure eventually this will switch back around to the other side, and the conservatives will start being the authority. Authoritarian
Absolutely.
Crazies. And when that happens, I hope a bunch of conservatives go, hey, this isn't what I signed on for.
I hope
for.
So, too.
I signed on for small, constitution-level government, and you guys are going nuts with this world empire thing.
But the cycle just keeps on going, where every time the Democrats are in office, the conservatives sound like libertarians. And then as soon as they get another taste of power, they're right back to their old ways.
Right. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that the problem isn't a bunch of people who feel this way on one side or a bunch of people who feel the other way on the other side. The problem is the office itself Sure. That preventing, exists. Yeah, that it exists at all. It's continuing to divide humanity. It's telling the pitchfork people to attack the torch people and the torch people to attack the pitchfork people while they all sit on their fat asses and get richer telling you what to do.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't reach out to either side. I think we should. I think we need to have a big tent movement. But that said, need to be realistic with what we're dealing with here. I mean, you have to understand that these people, they're just barely started on their path to freedom. They might get it when it comes to being forced to wear a mask. Great. We all started somewhere. And it's important to go to these events, but not the one in D.C. It's important to go to a protest so we can have communication with these folks. The same reason I went to Occupy when Occupy was happening, when those people were mad. Like, all right, people are mad at the government. I need to be there. Same reason I went to our co-host Nobody and I both went to multiple, not Occupy, but the anti-police things that were happening, Black Lives Matter,
yep.
Last year and or in 2020. And that's because, you know, people are upset at the government. All right, let's get the libertarians out there and start recruiting, start having conversations with people, because that's the perfect time to, you know, to reach out. So these are, I think, worthy events if they're done locally, but yeah, D.C. is a total waste of time and money. You're going to have to, what, pay for a hotel just so you can go down there and stand around, you know, with a bunch of other people you're never going to see again?
And, I mean, we're here, so we're talking road trip. I know we're on the East Coast, so it's not as far for some people, but... You know, it's still the middle of January.
And hey, I mean, if this makes a lot of people think they're conservatives, but they're forming their identity around the idea of you don't get to tell me what to put into my body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that becomes a core part of their identity, it is not a big stretch to go from that point to I get to choose what I do put into my body. Therefore, the war on drugs is insane. Industrial prison complex is insane. And I mean, at that point, you are libertarian rather than conservative. So, I mean, if this is the way that people are forming their identities, even if they think they're conservative, then when it goes, then when the conservative side eventually goes insane and the liberal side becomes less insane, then hopefully they can keep that.
You're far more optimistic than I am. I feel like the crowd that's going to go to this protest in D.C. Will largely be an echo chamber for itself.
Well, I also wanted to get in there that, like, short of interacting in a community where you just sidestep these institutions. I mean, the next best thing is to sidestep them in other ways, like cryptocurrency. Stop using their money.
That is an important thing. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. When you compare the wording on the DC website, defeatthemandatesdc.com, and the worldwidedemonstration.com, the worldwidedemonstration.com is very strong.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of Washington, D.C., I just learned from the DefeatTheMandatesDC.com page about hotels is apparently there is a new mandate going into effect today in Washington, D.C., that is going to require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter all restaurants, bars, gyms, and indoor meeting spaces. So likely that's going to include hotels. So they are trying to book people in nearby hotels in Arlington, Virginia, where such a mandate does not apply. But if you were looking, if you were even considering going to D.C. to protest the vaccines and all, you know, the mandates and all that, well, don't
get out before nightfall.
Don't plan to stay. No, it's in effect now.
Oh,
I see what you mean. Get out. Don't stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Generally, if you're going to go to D.C., you're going to have to stay in a hotel somewhere because you can't just, unless you live in Arlington, Virginia, you can't just drive on over to D.C. very easily. A lot of people are going to be flying in for this. A lot of people are going to be doing road trips for this thing. So you're probably going to want to grab a hotel the night before and then head out to this particular event. So if you're staying in D.C., they're going to want you to be vaccinated.
And
so
remember,
another reason not to go.
And remember what D.C. stands for. The District of Criminals.
Criminals. That's right. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is, by the way, raising funds for some very, very poor people around the world. Specifically, right now, we're looking at Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. People who are in dire need of assistance. And the folks over at Give Directly, they're the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the last decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people, and research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives. Everything from employment, nutrition, to health and education, cash makes a huge difference, and it allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on people from thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if you agree with that viewpoint, we agree with you, and that's why we're matching your donations of up to $30,000 in total. So you can do that. You can contribute by going to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. So I've got the list of reasons why the worldwide demonstration is happening.
Okay.
And I just want to go through them and let's see, you know, what we think about them. Because as I recall, the last time we looked at this site, it was pretty good. Like, there wasn't a lot to disagree with. Wasn't much at all to disagree with in this list. But let's review, because this is what's happening. It's not just D.C. It's cities all across the planet on the 22nd and the 23rd. There are going to be massive demonstrations. As they point out here, it is an internationally syndicated community demonstration dedicated to emboldening citizens to push back against coronavirus-related restrictions in their countries. The event is deployed by our member organizations in each city with full local autonomy at the grassroots level. So that alone I like, because they're not trying to control this thing from the top down.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their website and they have the things that they say on their website, but ultimately what happens in Tampa, Florida, or what happens in Concord, New Hampshire is may or may not, you know, be exactly the same. So here's what they say. They're taking a stand for five important freedoms: the freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of assembly, and freedom of health. They say further that lockdown and border closures have taken lives to increase suicide rates and destroyed livelihoods, causing financial ruin. And, of course, we've been covering this ugliness for the last 2 years now at this point. And we've seen it personally. We've seen it here in New Hampshire with people that we know losing their businesses, for instance. Thankfully, I don't think I've known anyone who's committed suicide, but we've certainly seen the stories about the rates of those things going up dramatically.
I know people who've lost their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. No population should ever again be subjected to ubiquitous public incarceration. And by that, they're talking about lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they continue.
Well, and it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Everybody should have recognized what it was and been like, hey, wait a minute. But no.
You mean there should have been mass civil disobedience against that?
Yeah, like everybody in at least America, if not other, you know, the free world, right? Westernized free world, if you will. Like, should have just been like, hey, this seems an awful lot like persecution.
Well, people were willing to give them some rope for part of it. They're like, okay, well, it looks like this is a really important thing, so we'll just go ahead and let our governments be tyrannical as they want to for a little while.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There were people who were like, hey, wait a minute, and like we were some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were partying on Central Square, you know, 36 weeks in a row in 2020.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people thought, okay, well, I'll let them get away with it for a little while, not realizing that once you've given them the power to do that for 1 day or 2 weeks,
they don't let you have freedom back.
They're not going to let you have it back. It's going to be way harder to go back to where you started from than it would have been to just refuse it in the first place.
I hope some people have learned that lesson. Even though it was a hard lesson to learn, I hope that they've taken at least that away from all of this, that you cannot give this ground.
Man, I saw a thing online, a friend of mine, a girl who works in the medical industry, cheering on Washington Governor Inslee. I think Jay Inslee is his name.
A little tyrant.
Calling in the National Guard.
Oh, my God.
To help the hospitals because they're understaffed.
They fired
How did that happen?
Yeah, because they fired people who didn't, you know, want to get the vax.
Wait, you mean when you fire people, you're understaffed?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, the emergency is over. It's been over. If there, in fact, ever was an emergency, let's just say we err on the side of caution, and because some weird thing seemed to have escaped from a lab in Wuhan, that they were like, we better, like, kind of tell some people, right? Let's say there was an emergency. It's over. It's been over.
Oh, that's not what the media and the government want you to believe. Omicron! You might get a cold!
This emergency doesn't last for 2.5 years, guys.
But that's the thing. They really want people to believe this thing's continuing. The headlines today are like, oh, my God, endless variations, more vaccines.
Here is what I would like to know. What precisely is the difference between Omicron and a cold?
If you know, the phone lines are open.
Because, I mean, like, with COVID, I had the personal experience, the unusual experience, of not being able to taste my food. Like, I wasn't stuffed up or anything. My sinuses were clear. I just could not taste my food. That is a weird thing to occur. So, like, to me, that is a novel disease experience. But that's not even supposed to be part of the Omicron variant.
Really?
So, I mean, given that, like, and honestly, the testing for this has been shoddy from day one.
Sure.
Absolutely terrible. And I mean, so what exactly is the difference between Omicron and a cold? Because, I mean, this isn't even on the list of symptoms.
Cold is easier to spell.
So it is literally cold-like symptoms or flu-like symptoms that are supposed to, you're just pretending this thing exists. I mean, I remember a lot of people are like, so few people are getting this. Like, I don't know anyone that's gotten this, and I don't think it's real. And it's like, no, it's real.
Let's go the other way
Omicron,
for just a
on
minute.
The other hand, I don't think it's real.
Let's go the other way for just a minute. Is the, we'll call it the 1.0 of COVID still around? Does it exist?
You don't hear about it.
Let's say I'm a guy, and I mean, let's just hypothetically say there's a guy who hasn't been vaccinated at all. And now, suddenly, today, he's like, maybe I should get vaccinated. Where does he start? Does he get the round one, or does he go straight to the booster? Like, does he have to get all four?
The booster's the same thing as the round one.
Is it?
Unless you change brands. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And none of the so-called vaccines are even supposed to be very effective against the Omicron variant.
Right, because they haven't come out with a special vaccine just for Omicron. Right. They probably will.
So if you look at it in reverse, listeners out there who might just be tuning into this show for the first time, if you look at it in reverse, it's even more ridiculous than it is forward.
Do you guys remember when they used to have like a death counter every single day in the media?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When was the last time that appeared?
When they changed from deaths to cases.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, the tracker changed from deaths to cases.
Yet somehow they want us to be more afraid of cases?
Yeah.
And again, how many people know someone who's actually died from this?
Can you guys refresh my memory?
I know one.
I don't know anyone that has died from COVID.
Same.
Okay, well, yes, that's a good point. There's a guy who ran a restaurant in a nearby area that we both know who had COVID and died, but he also had some serious comorbidities.
Yeah, I mean, Gene, the Christian anarchist, might have died from this.
That's true. He was also in his 70s, so not unusual for a man in his 70s to just die anyway, just from being in your 70s and a man. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150/95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.